The Burt Show.
Intern Zane joins The Burt Show for the first time. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you, Burt?
Good. He's got himself in a little tricky situation with his brother right now. Real tricky. This gets complicated.
Who does not live in Atlanta, right? So you're going to be safe for a...
I am safe from him, yes.
Okay.
He actually goes to school in Illinois, but he's from Iowa, so...
Okay. And you're an intern where, by the way?
Intern at The Burt Show.
No, yeah. An intern. You go to school where?
Oh, I'm actually graduated.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing my interns after I graduate, so...
Gotcha.
But he went to Full Sail University in Orlando, in Florida.
Yes, I did.
For broadcasting?
Right. No, I went for the music business.
Because this internship will drive you right into teaching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Many interns have come before you and decided, that's not for me.
I want to go into law enforcement.
Yeah. Anything but morning shows.
Yeah.
Loving it so far, though.
What's going on? Well, that may change in the next 5 minutes. What's going on with your brother?
He dated this girl. Her name's Whitney. He dated her, when was it, like 2004 to 2006.
Okay.
And my brother gets really involved with his girlfriends, like within the first month, like they're always talking about marriage, so.
Okay.
It's one of these guys, when he falls hard.
Yeah, yeah. And
with
so,
everyone?
Yeah, with everyone. And like within the first week, like he's already interesting to my mom, my dad, everybody. Really? So everybody knows his girl. So.
Shopping for rings after the first month.
Exactly.
So if he dated her for 2 years, so obviously he's really serious about her.
Okay. So I actually lived in Florida, so she actually came down a lot during like vacations and stuff. So I saw her frequently.
Okay.
And we always talked on the phone. It was weird how our relationship worked because I was the brother and she was the girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Really weird, but...
This wasn't a sexual thing? This was just a platonic friendship
thing? She
was
hot, but she was my brother's girlfriend, so I left it alone. But, and so it was September of 2006. She actually had a little bit too much to drink at a party and actually made out with another guy, which is her fiancé right now.
Okay, so she cheated on your brother with
this
guy.
Yes, by kissing, which I don't really consider cheating, but yeah, my brother did.
She and your brother break up right then?
Yes, they broke up.
And then she starts dating the new guy?
Yep, his name's Jamie, and exactly 1 year, it was like on their anniversary. It was so weird. It was on their anniversary of them actually kissing at that party. They were in Vegas celebrating one of Jamie's friends. I don't know what that was all about, but... he actually proposed to her that day. It was like exactly 1 year later.
The kiss guy proposed to her.
Correct.
So it was their destiny.
Right. So she is engaged now to the kiss guy.
Yes.
Okay. And your brother, I take it, was very hurt by all of this.
Yes. He's very like my brother actually cries. He actually called me on the phone and cried to me. My brother is a very emotional person.
I think that's a very important piece. Okay, so he cried to you about the situation, how painful it was for him.
Yes.
Okay. And but that was in 06. It's 2 years ago. Is he over it now?
Yeah, completely over. He's had probably two girlfriends since then. So
that he's fallen in love with.
Okay.
Yeah, but he still talks to Whitney. Like you can tell he still cares about her because he still calls her. And he's in shock that she's getting married after knowing a guy only 1 year.
Okay.
2 years now. So.
Okay.
And so, ever since I broke up, she called me. We talked frequently. It was weird how, the relationship continued past that.
You just guys could become real tight friends.
Yeah, phone conversations. Never really, hung out. She'd been to Florida a couple times, but we never really, hung out. It was just phone friends. So, so, when was it? A couple weeks ago. She had called me and said one of her ushers had canceled on her. And she invited me to be an usher in her wedding.
This is the ex of your brother.
Yes.
So after you said no, what happened?
Said no to what?
Her invitation.
I did not say no to it.
And there's the tension.
So you accepted the invitation from your brother's ex.
Well, I gave her...
wedding with the guy that she cheated on him with.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
First of all, I didn't say yes right away because I want my brother's opinion. And I called my brother and I was like, so Whitney called me. And he knows me and Whitney are close, so he was shocked at first. He's like, I can't believe she would ask my own brother to be in her wedding with the guy she cheated on me with. So,
Did he assume you said no also?
Yeah, he assumed right away. He's like, so I'm assuming you said no. And I was like, I kind of hinted that I wasn't going to do it because I knew that would make him feel bad. So I just kind of left it like that with him. Didn't really say what I was doing.
So then you called Whitney back and said no.
Yeah. No. No. I said yes.
No.
You said yes.
Yes. The wedding is this Saturday, and I will be there.
Does your brother know?
No, he does not.
Oh.
He doesn't even know that I have a play ticket.
Why do you hate your brother?
Because you're giving him plenty of reasons to hate you.
I don't hate my brother. Like, me and my brother are really close. But
really?
Yeah.
How can that be?
It just seems like this would hurt his feelings so much.
It would. But
it's funny.
I don't know. He's got to find out. I know he will. Because,
of course he is.
I was like a very small and like everybody knows each other.
It's like 14 people in that state.
So exactly. Like Jeff said, why do it?
I don't know. I want to. I don't know.
Well, it's okay to do it, but why can't you just tell him about it before the wedding? Because he's going to find out.
Yeah, I don't know why.
You want to call him?
I don't know. Do why? Do I want to call him?
And tell him?
Yeah, like right now, on the air.
You asking me? I'll call him. You okay with calling him?
What?
Have you told your mom or your dad what you're doing?
No, I have not.
Because if we can't get your brother on, we got to call your mom.
See, if you haven't told your mom and you haven't told your dad and you haven't told your brother, you know it's not a good thing.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Do I have a girlfriend? Yeah. Currently, no.
Have you had a girlfriend since knowing this girl?
Yes, I have.
Have they met each other?
No, they have not.
He's answering like it's a congressional hearing.
It is. But hold on. The microphone
trying to
volume.
Get advice from somebody next to him.
How come your girlfriend hasn't? Nah, he's going to cover it up and he's going to be like,
should I answer that question?
Yeah, exactly.
So why hasn't your girlfriend ever met this Whitney girl?
I always told like the girl I dated for a long time, her name was Tiffany. And like she always asked me like, who is this girl? I just said it was just my brother's girlfriend. So.
At the time, you are in love with her.
Look, yes, you do.
Sitting in a tree.
You're going to that wedding to stop it.
No, not at all.
Let me ask a question.
Yes.
So you said earlier when we talked to you earlier, you said that you didn't think kissing was cheating. Now, is that something you truly believe, or is this something that Whitney said to defend herself against the breakup with your brother?
I truly believe that.
Okay.
That might be why you don't have a girlfriend right now.
Really?
Yeah, because generally girls don't fall into that category.
Right. I think we got to call your dad about this whole thing.
Call my dad?
Yeah.
Why his dad?
Oh, look at the sheer panic on his face.
Because moms with wedding days are just a little
different. What about brother?
Well, we tried to get brother on. He's taking a test. He's not calling back.
Yeah, I feel bad. I do not want to pull him out of a test to tell him this news. You know?
What class is it? Ethics?
I have no idea.
I know
it's a BS class because this is his fourth year. Actually, his fifth year. He plays football. So it's actually, redshirted his first year. So it's actually his.
Why don't we just wait till Friday and call him before the game?
What school does he go to?
It's Western Illinois University.
Okay.
Do the Dogs play them the weekend after this?
No.
No.
let's give Pops a call here.
Want to give my dad a call?
Yeah, let's call your dad.
Oh, God.
That's a nice way to stall. Yes, we would like to call your father.
Let's give Pops a call. Someone in the family has to know about this before
it goes
down.
You're going to have to give us his
number.
Yeah.
Can I call my mom?
Uh-uh.
You could. I mean, it's your call, obviously. You think she'll take it better than your dad will?
Yeah, me and my dad, we haven't talked since our argument. We had an argument this Sunday.
About what?
Remember?
The fact that I don't call him.
Oh, okay. Really? So you're not calling him over the fact that you don't call him? Yeah, let's call mom. Let's go ahead and call mom's.
Okay.
Why don't you give Jeff the number and he can dial from over there.
What's your mom's name?
My mom's name is Heidi.
Heidi.
Sweet little thing. Raised two good boys that she's so proud of. You know why? Because they make good decisions.
And probably taught you to never fight and always look out for each other. And
got each other's back.
Yeah, that's what brothers do.
Heidi, Melissa, will you grab the number from him?
Yes.
All right.
Heidi is going to tell you not to go.
Of course she is. And she's going to be disappointed. Mm-hmm. She's not going to be mad at you.
Have a little phone action.
She's going to say, I've always known you were in love with Whitney.
Now, is this unfair to her? Because now she's going to feel obligated to tell Zach. But we're going to tell him anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is the way it should happen. He needs to know before the wedding.
So that he can suffer all day Saturday.
We are the ambassadors of truth.
Same head. <that.
laughs> Kind of said that with a straight face.
Heidi, you said?
Heidi, yes.
Mm-hmm. Heidi,
is she here in town? She's in Iowa.
She actually lives. My mom actually lives in Bermuda.
Oh, you're kidding.
Nope. Sweet.
Oh, she's going to be in a good mood.
She just moved there like last year.
To get away from all the craziness in the family?
Exactly.
What's her last name?
Van Nuys.
Van Nuys. There was something there for you and me. Fernando.
For some reason, I'm tempted to yell the name Heidi. Heidi! Like, angrily.
Answer the phone.
Seems like an angry name to say.
This is Heidi Van Nuys. Please leave your name.
That was her answering machine.
Darn.
What's your brother's number? Want to call him?
If you want. He's in a test.
Okay. That's y'all's call. Here, pass that back to him. Have him bring up his brother's
number.
I don't
want him to mess up a test.
Yeah, I don't want to pull him out of a test because if he goes back in, he can't concentrate. He'll screw the test up. And that's not fair to him because, you know what? It's not Zach's fault. It's not Zach's fault. He fell in love and he was heartbroken. And his own younger brother, who he trusts and grew up with and protected probably a lot. And if he's a football player, he defended him in some fights. And then all of a sudden, he didn't want to hear that his brother betrayed him.
Is he good at football? Because if he's good, it won't matter if he passes the test anyway. He's still going to play this weekend. And they're still going to graduate him.
Yeah, he starts.
Okay.
He's a star.
I think we're good.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, right. This kid's not going to flunk out.
I just
Western
like...
Illinois University?
Yep.
What's the... Where are they?
Are they the Salukis?
They are the Leathernecks.
The
Southern
Leathernecks.
Illinois. Southern Illinois. The Leathernecks? Is that what you said? Wow.
What's his name?
Zach.
Zach.
Leathernecks just sounds intimidating.
Yeah, yeah, Leathernecks in the house. Last happy song he'll hear for a long time.
I'm surprised he hasn't ignored it.
I want that song. Doesn't look like he's available right now either.
Hi, this is Zach. I can't take your call right now. If this is Whitney, I'll call you back in just a minute. I still love you and I've always loved you.
We will try again before That's the end thing. Of the show, though, so we've got 24 minutes to try to get one of them on.
We certainly appreciate your honesty.
Yeah.
No problem.
And your guts. And your guts also to call your moms. We'll try her again before we get
and
out of here.
And it's only a $100 change fee to go back up there and see your family some other weekend.
$100? Well, I'm not going to see my family. That if we call my dad.
Well, isn't
and we
it in the same
about,
hometown as
yeah,
your family?
As my dad. That's kind of confusing. My dad lives in Iowa. That's where he's from.
Okay.
So he's at, like, if he found out that I was going there this weekend and didn't tell him.
And your mom clearly can't get any farther away from your dad.
Exactly.
Give me an island. Put me in the middle of the Atlantic.
I don't care if I get lost in the triangle.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
I don't think we'll get too many calls on this because to do this successfully, I would think would take the right touch and to know your man so well and how to tiptoe around this issue so sensitively that he can come out of the other side feeling good about it.
Okay.
She writes, I need some advice and thought y'all could help me out. Got a boyfriend. He thinks our sex life is wonderful. And it's wonderful for him because he satisfies himself every time, but he has yet to satisfy me.
Mm.
How do I tell him basically he needs to last longer without hurting his ego?
Ouch.
That's going to be tough.
Well, I guess my question for her would be, have you been faking it?
Because if you're faking
if
it,
you're
not doing anybody
it,
any good.
Then you're, you know.
It's not going
to
last
long. Once you stroke the ego, okay, whatever. But if it's been consistent.
Then it's her fault.
Then it's almost her fault because he thinks he's doing a good job. So why should he change what he's doing?
So it doesn't necessarily have to be like a narrow focused answer on how for him to last longer. But like if your man was just not good in bed, I mean, he's strong in a lot of areas. But when he got to you, he was really bad. And you changed him, and now he is like this amazing lover. You can't wait to make love to him. 404-741-Q100. Where do you even start the conversation? Because with guys, it's all about ego. We all think we're the best.
I don't even know if that's possible. Like, I think you either have sexual chemistry or you don't. It's got to be hard to change somebody. You just don't got it.
Maybe if he had like a move that he thought was a really good move, like somebody in his past told him it was a good move, but you don't think it's a good move.
And it might have been like, for the other partner. She might have loved it, right?
Right. Like that might be easier to talk about like one thing. Like you know, maybe that worked for somebody else, but not for me.
That thing you do with your legs and you squeal like a little girl. Not, that's not, doesn't turn me on. Thank you, though. It's good. You know, good effort. Good effort.
Can't most people though get better with, like, I mean, in most things with proper instruction and practice?
Yes.
So is sex one of those things, or is it like either you're good at it or you're bad at it, and you better find somebody that likes the crappy way you do it if you're doing it badly for others?
I think there's always room for improvement. I always do. I do. I mean, yeah. Seriously, I think that when, because I think the beauty of being with somebody, if you're in a good relationship and you can have that conversation about sex, that it can get better. Because if you get in a routine, then you might get bored, then you try something else. So that's going to happen over time. And I think that, yeah, I think that it's very short-sighted to think you get with, if there's chemistry, like Wendy said, mm-hmm. if there's attraction there and there's mutual attraction, then to get in there and go one or two times and it's not good and say, well, we're done because you can't, it's just not going to work. I think I don't know. I think that's an opportunity you're wasting.
And let's keep this just for singles, because I think once you're married, it's a different ball game.
So you can talk about it easier?
I think you should be able to talk, because, yeah, I mean, you should be able to. Stakes are a little different there. No one's going anywhere.
You hope.
Hypothetically.
I've been on the show long enough, you hope.
Right. Hey, Annie, you're on Q100.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I have my boyfriend, who's a great boyfriend, but bless his heart, the first few times we were together, oh, my gosh. I mean, he's great in bed, but I don't know if I could say on the radio, but he never, made me climax.
Right.
Yeah. So he would try. I guess he's a mechanic, so, you know, he thinks I'm a carburetor or something. I don't know, but not the same.
So, oh, no.
So, you know, the first few times he was trying, and I was like, you know, just kind of changed topic and kind of did something else. But, you know, we're together, and I really like him and, you know, really want to be with him. But, you know, I can't keep doing this. So, you know, one time we were just in bed, and, you know, I just did a pretty much instructional, you know, kind of video like a mechanic, like a manual of me. And it really worked. And
what's your first line, though? Like, what, when you guys are lying there in bed and you're like, okay, this is it, I'm going to give him the manual. What is what does page one say? What's your first line out of your mouth?
Well, we're in bed, and I just start giving him little tips like, move a little to the right. But I start off really good with, you know, I really like this, and this feels really good, and, you know, giving him encouragement. And then every once in a while, I kind of throw in, like, a little softer, like this, or, you know,
Slow down.
I don't know if I can say on the radio, but, like, you know, touch me a little here or whatever. So, you know, I gave him lots of encouragement and everything, but then really just did, like, an instruction of this is what I like, this is what I don't like.
So this is literally going on as it's happening. You are literally taking his hand and you are whispering to him everything he's doing, he should be doing.
Yes. It worked like a dream because he was happy because then he knows how I am. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's great. So I'm very excited.
Good. Yeah. Congratulations.
Would you be willing to give lessons to any other guys if they call up?
No. I love my boyfriend very much, and right. I'll be with him.
If it doesn't work out, you know, we've always got an 8:45 segment for you on the show.
And again, but the lesson is, though, that what works for her may not work for another woman.
I think what will work for another woman, though, is what she said about encouragement. Mm-hmm. I think being positive about it rather than being critical, you know? And I think the other thing that can work is working it out while it's happening.
Mm-hmm. We want to please. It's just that you got to remember ego. Like I want to know everything. I just don't want you to think that you were having a crappy time before. See, it's good now. I just wanted to get better.
Right.
Yeah. It's not that it was bad. It's really good, but I'm just looking for another level.
This is good, this would be really great.
Exactly. Maybe that's great advice for women, what Bert just said, is like putting the two together. What Jen and Bert said is the fact that instead of it being about, okay, we're changing something, just saying, you know what, how about we do this, and it will intensify it even more as if it was intense before, even though you're lying.
Colleen, good morning. You're on.
Good morning. Hey, it's actually Colin. I'm speaking on the mail end here.
Okay.
Okay.
But if you're not getting to that point from just the intercourse, try to push the foreplay more. I mean, it's like when you go to a restaurant and you get a steak and mashed potatoes, you eat the steak first.
But some dudes don't even know what to do with that.
Well, yeah.
Right.
And that,
But I think he has a good point. I mean, I think the warm-up is more important for women than it is for men.
Sure.
And then there's another thing. As a woman, if a guy is doing something right, make him know. You don't have to say it, but you can make noises. You can shift your body. You can, you know, moan.
Sometimes if you scream out, olé.
Right.
Olé!
And that one worked, too. That one's worked for me a couple of times. Anyway.
That would actually startle me.
Have you ever had a woman actually try to guide you through that?
Huh? Yes, actually. One of my ex-girlfriends, back when I first started, I was actually really, really bad in the boob area.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, she actually just like sat me down and showed me how to do it.
Maybe I like give him
so
a little flick.
Yeah. She showed you on you?
No, well, yes, on me, and like kind of like pushed my head around for a little bit. I was like, all right, that's fine. That's what you like. I mean, it worked out great. I know how to do it now.
You were going at it like a rabid beast, weren't you?
Awesome.
She's like, yeah, slow down there. Slow down. Allie, you're on
Q100. Hey. Hey, I wanted to agree with the first caller a little bit about, you know, making sure you kind of tell him to slow down. Because a lot of the times you can tell when he's getting too excited and when it's, you know, fixing to happen for him. So if you just kind of say, okay, slow down, you know, a lot of the times he realizes you need more time.
I mean, so here what we're really saying is you've got to have the guts to communicate with him in a subtle way.
Absolutely.
During.
Yeah. During, yeah, it sounds like during. Like, yeah. This has to be, you have to be a player coach.
Absolutely, yes.
Thank you. And I think
too many times women just assume guys are going to take care of them, and that's, you know, almost like their job, and you just are there, and if they're not taking care of you, you judge them for it. And I do agree that women have to say something about your own sexual life. If you are not satisfied, then you have to say something about it, and there is a way to say it, but to not be a participant in it is, yeah, I mean, you can't just
say
lay
there. It and show it.
Yeah, don't just lay there.
Take charge.
Hey, Kat, you're on Q100.
Hey, I just wanted to say there's it's a very easy thing to do. A lot of couples use a lubricant. Well, passionparties.com sells a lubricant that has a slight numbing effect where it doesn't take away feeling for a man, but it creates a longevity. And that's an easy out, you know. A lot of people use a lubricant and you can use that without insulting anybody.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Yeah, there's another I don't know it off the top of my head, but some commercial I thought was funny that there's some product out there that is supposed to affect a guy as well as a woman. And I don't know if it's like it's two separate products, and when you put them together during that time, it's supposed to intensify it for both.
Really?
But I can't remember the name of the product, but it's a funny commercial, you know, so that may be something too, because it's not just one thing you give to whoever, but each one gets their own little
don't
product.
You think that's an advanced level, though? If you're... I mean, you've been together.
That's a master's program right there.
That's a 200 level course.
Like, no, I'm just saying, like, if you've been together a while, that's when you can introduce that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, I would do that on a first date.
You can't.
There,
I mean,
there does
can't
come
be until like you're comfortable saying something
but
about that.
But how we started
think,
the conversation though was I thought how to make your man improve in bed.
Yeah, but it can't be like me and my friend Aaron had this conversation. Like, how you can't show your freakiness really entirely on the first date, or you'll scare him away.
Well, I know, yeah. But the intention I didn't think was a first date
scenario.
No, I was just saying that it was like a graduate level thing to do.
And again, I think Jen brought up a really good point too, that if you're faking it with your man to stroke his ego and you're not getting what you want out of the whole deal, you've sort of created that that whole problem yourself.
Yeah,
well,
and
the first
then
date
you have
if you're
to
never
going to
see him again.
Then
yeah.
Who cares?
Who cares?
The Burt Show.
I thought of a random question this morning that I'm not even sure we'll get calls on, but it came from Melissa Carter.
Okay.
And I'll tell you where it came from. Okay. I want people to call that are cheating on your significant other with somebody, with something other than a person.
Okay.
You're not cheating because you're not having sex with another man or another woman. And this came. I thought of this morning when you were talking about the new Christy Lee Cook CD coming out today.
Right. She's got the country album coming out, and that was the little hottie American Idol.
Whatever, hottie. Whatever.
Came in at number 7. In the last season.
And why is that a sensitive subject for you,
well,
Melissa?
Well, because Katie Jo has a huge crush on Gracie Lee Cook. And every time she was on, oh, look, there's my girl. Well, shut up. Whatever. Holly, I don't care. So I'm sure she's, you know, probably right now, as soon as the store's open, is getting that or downloading it from iTunes without my knowledge. But whatever.
Now, what you said was because Jen said that Katie Jo will probably get that. And yes. You said, but I'll never know.
I said, yeah. I said, she'd probably do it and never tell me. But yeah, so she more than likely, yeah, she'll include Christy Lee Cook in her iPod library. And when she's working out with her little, you know, headphones, then she'll probably be listening to Christy Lee. I'll never know it. And she'll have fantasies of them, you know, running through a field of flowers together or something. I don't know.
So she has this sort of hidden relationship with Christy Lee Cook with that CD. Mm-hmm. For me, I told you guys before, it was that PSP that I got obsessed with for a while. I'm not even a video game guy, but we were going on a long trip. Maybe it was Brazil or something like that. And I'm like, I got to get something to kill the time. So I bought a soccer game and a football and Madden, and I'm playing it on the PSP while we're on vacation and on the plane. And then when I got home, that thing was calling my name. And Stacy, my wife, hates video games. And I'm always talking about how I'm so pressed for time. So the last thing in the world I can do is spend time on a video game and not with my family. But I found myself just picking the thing up and playing for like 30 seconds. Stacy would come downstairs to say, hey. and I'd hide it. And I'd
put it in the controller.
Totally cheating on my family with the PSP.
That's awesome.
So I don't know if you're like supposed to be on a diet or something. You've got chocolate hidden around the house.
Right.
I don't know if it's a video game. It's something other than a person. Mm-hmm. But it could be cigarettes. You're cheating. Right. You're cheating on your significant other, but not with another person.
It's almost like non-sexual cheating.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. See the story I sent you yesterday? 35% of people would choose their BlackBerry over their spouse.
Is that right?
Yeah, and Katie would be one of those.
Oh.
So maybe that thing rings, or you see the light, and you know if your husband sees you or your wife sees it, you hide it. That is, you're having a relationship with your BlackBerry that she doesn't agree with.
I am getting on Facebook. I'm starting a Facebook group calling I Hate the BlackBerry.
That could be one right there.
Facebook.
Yes.
Yep, that's true.
It's an improper relationship with Facebook. Good morning, Brittany. You're on Q100.
Yeah, my husband has this video game that he plays, and he works third shift, and he comes home, and he plays till like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then he gets up, and he starts playing again.
And you guys have argued about it, right?
Oh, I've almost left him several times because of it.
So really? Here it is. It's a source of tension in the relationship, so every time he plays, he's cheating on you.
Yep.
It's an obsession is what it is.
It hurts your feelings.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Here's the BlackBerry love affair article. 87% of BlackBerry owners bring their BlackBerry into their bedroom with them.
Well, because it's your alarm.
That's why he's mine.
Yeah, no, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's three things and two humans and a device in my bedroom, and it's not the device you think.
Save that.
Good morning, Candace. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Who's cheating on who?
I'm cheating on my husband with Edward Cullen from the Twilight Saga.
The Twilight Saga?
What is that?
I know that.
It is four books by Stephanie Meyer.
It is so addicting. Yes.
Facebook has tons of bumper stickers on it, but I don't hide it from him, but I talk about it all the time. And there's a movie coming out in November.
The conversations have brought up so much tension between the two of you that now whenever you're reading the books, it feels like you're cheating on them, right?
Well, I've read them. I read them last week. I'm rereading them. And every time we talk, I'm always talking about Edward.
Cute.
Good morning, John. You're on Q100.
Hi. I'm cheating on my wife with cigarettes.
Are you?
No.
I told her I quit a couple of years ago, and I only smoke when I'm at work. And the proper breath mints and colognes have successfully covered it up so far. But I do feel really guilty about it.
And we're talking about years now?
2 years.
I bet she knows.
Yeah, she knows
you
secretly.
You can't hide that.
How much are you smoking at work?
You know, just a couple, you know, four or five a day maybe.
A couple, four or five a pack. I don't know. I lose track. Two packs. I don't know.
I'm surprised she hasn't busted you on it.
Yeah, I mean,
she knows, but she's letting it go.
You think?
Yeah, you can't hide that. You think you can? You can't.
Good morning, Courtney. You're on Q100.
Hi. This is
is actually not my husband. It's just my boyfriend. But he complains about it all the time. I have an obsession with sushi. And I've just told him every time, you know, like, whenever I fall in love with him, that if I do, that he's going to be the luckiest guy in the world because of my love for sushi. It's absolutely ridiculous. Like, I get it at least twice a week, three times a week. I know it's not good for you, but I'm obsessed with it.
What kind of sushi are you eating?
I do, honestly, it's anything with cream cheese, which is kind of weird, but
that Philly
roll,
man. You're cheating on your boyfriend with the Philly roll.
With the Philly roll.
The Philly roll, the Philly roll. But at least he knows it. He knows it, and, you know, he's just like, you know, I'm going to be so lucky, you know, because you love sushi so much. So if I ever, you know, replace sushi, I know that you're truly in love with me, kind of thing.
It's good for you, but you're just not supposed to eat that much of it, I think, is what the book
Yeah, I don't know. I like it, though.
Good morning, Tracy. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi, I had a story about cheating on my husband.
Okay.
I have a Chihuahua. He's 2 years old, and he weighs 5 pounds, and my husband got him for me. But he's like, my Chihuahua is likes to lay and sleep with me and stuff and be around me all the time. And it's gotten to the point where now when my husband, he works late at night, and so my Chihuahua gets in the bed under the covers with me, and then when my husband gets home, my Chihuahua will jump out of the bed and jump in his bed.
So the Chihuahua's in on it also. He knows
yeah,
that he's not supposed
to
be there either.
He knows as soon as he opens the door to get out of the bed.
And so he's so cute.
And I spoil him to death, and my husband is, like, really jealous of him now, so.
Your husband is jealous of your dog.
I can see that. Yeah. I can see being jealous of the affection that, you know, you or your husband pay to the animal more than you.
Other calls that were coming in were chocolate.
Yes,
we get in fights whenever I'm eating chocolate, so I've got chocolate hidden all around the house.
I've told the story on air before about how I went and bought brownies, and what I didn't finish, I threw in the trash and covered it up, so food infidelity.
Sleep was another one we had, and the BlackBerry is the call that came in over and over and over again.
I'm creating a Facebook page. If you're on Facebook, you're going to join my group here later this morning.
The Bird Show.